Om Shanti. Good morning. Yeah, if you are not able to hear me at any point of time, please let me know, because sometimes my voice becomes slower. So I've been asked to share a few things on the method of meditation. Let me know if the translation is okay. And it's a very challenging, actually, role, because the key tool that we use here is meditation. And I know back wherever you have come from, somebody has sat with you and somebody has shared with you something about meditation. So you've already come trained, and I'm going to add a few things probably that might be useful for you to help you develop this meditation. So how many of you regularly meditate? Regularly. Okay. So how many of you once in a while meditate? Once in a while. How many of you have not started meditating yet? Nobody. Okay, very good. Okay, so meditation is like anything, that you have to keep doing it. But also it's it can be a trap also. So you might be doing something, but if what you're doing is not really something that can help you reach where you need to go, you can go for 10, 20, 30 years and you find you're not in the right direction, so you have to come back and start again. Yeah, because before we understand the method, we need to understand what is actually meditation. We need to understand, you know, what is it that we are trying to do with this meditation. So what I'll try to do is, for a few minutes, I'll try and explain these things, and then we'll try and practice for some time till around 7. So the first and the most important thing is to be present. So I can see many of you are here, but you need to check if you're really here. Yeah? So how many of you are present here? Yeah? In order for me to share what I want to share, you need to be present, right? And you also need to be interested. Yeah? So this will help you actually take this. So in my own experience, there are a few things that I found useful, and I'm going to share those things with you in order for us to, you know, develop this practice, yeah, which is most essential. And like any practice, if you don't practice, then you're not going to see the result. But practice doesn't mean you overdo also. Yeah? It has to come naturally as well. But maybe at the beginning, you know, it's a little bit of a struggle. But then as things move, you start getting it, right? And then you start enjoying it, you know. And some people are the other way around. They start enjoying it straight away. So if you are lucky, then you might enjoy it straight away. But unfortunately, in my experience, most of us, including myself, we don't meditate. We imitate. Yeah? So, translation. So we don't meditate, we imitate. Okay? And what it means is that there is somebody who's going to come and he's going to tell you that, look, we will start meditation. And he will sit in a particular way, And you probably look at that person and you will sit in the same way that that person is sitting, because you're learning, right? And that person will say that, okay, so now, you know, keep your eyes open and look at the point, or, you know, go within, you know. So what you're doing, basically, you're listening to what that person is telling you. Yeah? This is this person's meditation. And you are copying this person. It's not bad. It's good. But you need to understand that what you're doing is you're actually imitating that person at that point of time. So I'm going to shift a little bit and talk to you about the way the mind works, because it's very important. We will be using it in meditation. So if I ask you, you all know what is an apple? Yeah? Okay, so when I say an apple, what do you see? Yeah, which color? Yeah, so it could be red, it could be green. Yeah, usually it depends on your preference. And if I ask you, a car, yeah, car, then what do you see?
Ferrari.
Yeah, Ferrari. Right? Now you know what is an apple, and you know what is a car. But let's say when you were very, very small, if I told you, I showed you an apple, but I said the word car. Okay? So you're very, very small. You don't know. You're just starting how, you're learning how to speak. And if I told you, I showed you an apple, but I said car. I showed you an apple, and I said car. And then you're sitting here. Yeah, you haven't heard anybody else. And then I say to you, car, what do you see? Okay. So this is the nature of the mind. Yeah? You realize? Whatever you know, it's been fed to you. Somebody told you. And then if 5-6 people tell you, then this is the truth, right? Doesn't matter if those 5-6 people were wrong, right? And that's why we have a lot of issues, that maybe in some area some things mean something else, right? So meditation could be also like that, right? And the nature of the mind is you're just reproducing what somebody else has told you. And instead of that, because we are going deep in the core, we can't use that very much in meditation. Apart from what I've been told, I need to check it with my truth. Yeah? So whatever somebody else has said, that's good. But we also need to see, how does it fit with my truth? And sometimes we call this an experience. Okay? So, with the time limit that I have very few minutes to explain this whole thing, which I think might form a very good basis for your whole retreat. Yeah? So everything can be remembered. I don't like to use this method, but because of the time limit, I would actually use this for today. By four letters, A, B, C, and D. Yeah? Alif, Bay, Te, Se. Okay, so these are all summed up, but it will be A, B, C, D. Alright? And maybe if you keep this in mind, not only that, you'll be able to improve or understand what meditation is, but also if you keep this in mind in your classes, you might be able to take more than what you would normally do with this understanding. So, the first letter stands for A, the awareness of the Almighty. Yeah? Okay, so you can remember it as some of you might remember. Allah, that's the first letter. Okay? Okay? And the second one is the best of myself. Okay, that is B. The best that I can be. My most perfect form. Okay? You might have many reasons why you came here, but one of the things that we always strive for is to become the best. Okay? So what is the best form of myself? Okay? That's, you remember, B. Okay? And that's your aim. That's very important. Okay? Now you might have been told this in another way, that you are a soul. Yeah? But being told that you are a soul, you don't become a soul. Right? And if you did become a soul, you're probably not sitting here. And I wouldn't be sitting here actually. It's the same to me as well. Yeah? So the moment you recognize this, this is your aim. Okay? So B is your aim. And that's the, what's it? The best form of yourself. The highest form of yourself. The real form of yourself. Right? Okay? So A is? Awareness of Allah. Okay? Yeah, so whichever one you like, the Almighty, whatever word you want to use. That's A. B is the best form of myself. And C is the? What's C? Consciousness. The Ferrari, the car. Okay? C is the car, the chariot. Yeah? C is the chariot. Okay? So this best form of myself is in this chariot. That's the C. So what you need to remember in order to be able to meditate is the first two, A and B. You need to be aware though of the C, which is the chariot. Yeah? You need to remember also that you are traveling. You are in a chariot, you know, the horse chariot, or you are in a car, in the modern language, yeah? Whichever one fits, the C. Okay? So far we've got the A, the B, and the C. And to make the journey interesting, we have the D. What is the D? Destination? Yeah, but you know already from the B, that's your destination. Who comes on the way to go to your aim? The thoughts, but it has to match the D, right? Yeah? Who takes you away from the path? Distractions, right? Okay? And who does that destruction? Who speaks in your ears? Iblis. The devil, yeah? He distracts you from going to your destination. So you don't have to remember, but you have to be aware of A, B, C, D. And if you're aware of these four things, you probably, it'll be much easier for you to actually go through this experience of meditation. Yeah? So we just have to keep in mind and not mix them, because A is not B, B is not C, C is not D. Right? Okay? Sometimes we mix things and we are told that you are whatever you are, the best version of yourself. You can never be A. You can't be A. A is A, you are you. But you need A. Right? Okay? So don't mix the two. Okay? But then there is another thing that most of us live this experience. We start thinking of ourselves to be the car. And that's another problem. Don't mix the B with the C. Okay? If you mix the B and the C, then you can't move further, right? Okay? So, this is not me. See clearer. See is where is the best version of yourself sitting? Where is the soul sitting? Where is the soul? It's in this body, right? Yeah, it's here. It's in this body, right? So see is the vehicle. Yeah, the car. The car.
Yeah?
Yeah, the physical form. Not only the physical form, but also the tools that you have. Okay? So, what I'm not, this body, right? That's my car. And then I have a few gadgets, which is the mind, the intellect, yeah? And all the memories on all the things that I've been told. So, all that are my gadgets. And I'm driving this car, right? Yeah? So, don't mix that with this, yeah? And most, I'm talking about myself, 90% of my life is to do with the car. It's nothing to do with me. And that's why it becomes very tricky when we sit down for meditation. The only thing that I'm thinking about, what I'm going to do next, what happened before, who said what, you know, and this becomes an interference. It becomes a mixture. Yeah? So we have to make sure that we take each one and try to relate to another. Yeah? And then of course, you know, the distractions, D, yeah? All the distraction that distracts me, yeah, from who I am. So in essence, the senior sister who came yesterday ended the talk by what? She said we will stop here, and she said what? You remember? Anyone remembers? There was one sentence she said. She said, all you have to do at the end is you have to remember I am a soul. This whole thing is just for one. But for that, we need support and we need, you know, till we remember. Yeah? So we have to meditate. Otherwise, there is no need. Once I know who I am, know, very different than hear, than imitate. It's very different. I know. Yeah? So this is the attempt that we are going to try and make. Okay? Clear? Good? Okay. Okay. So, as I said, there is very little time, but we're going to try and use the optimum time limit that we can take. And then, you know, when we meet somewhere, we can talk about it more, and you can talk about it more, and maybe some more. And maybe you can share with me what your thoughts are as well, because it's not like I'm sitting here, I know everything, and I'm telling you. No, I don't know. I'm learning as well. Yeah? So we'll have some meditation. Yeah. Imitation first and then meditate. So try to keep in mind your aim. Your aim is to realize yourself. Not to think about it, not to listen about it, not to read about it. to actually know that I am a soul. And it's a good idea, before we start, to try and see that you're comfortable, you're relaxed, wherever you are. And to become present, we can use the help of the breath. Just become aware of your breath. I might be speaking some words, but I would like you to focus on your own experience as these words touch the deep part of yourself. And see what makes sense to you and what it is that you experience as you hear these words. So, I am a soul. I'm not this body. I'm not even what I do. All the relationships that I have, these are my relationships. I'm not even those. And because we want to separate the car from the best part of myself, whatever I am not, I don't need at this moment. So I drop all these awarenesses that are not really me. My role, my gender, my story. So I can just drop those things and one of the ways that we try to see this unseen self is to try and think of a point. It is useful to see this invisible image of a point. Just a dot. Now try and see if you can hold this attention of a tiny point in the center of your forehead. and see in your own experience, how does it feel? From time to time, D might appear to distract you, don't try to fight, just bring back your attention to the point. Because fighting takes your energy away. And sometimes your own mind might try to bring some thoughts. Just tell your mind that at the moment we're just focusing on the point. And sometimes the body will interfere. Just try to relax your body. And go back to the point. I, the soul, formless. I don't have any physical entity. I don't have any physical form. I'm just a point. And if you are able to visualize that point, try to see it growing smaller and smaller, more subtle. Stay with that experience. Of going beyond all those things that are not you. Let's see what that looks like. That looks like the perfect, the most perfect, the Almighty, the highest on high, who is also a point. And automatically my awareness goes up. Just like I can't see my face, it becomes my mirror. The Alif Alpha Allah. He's also a point, the perfect point. As I, the soul, remember him, I remember myself. And all I need to do throughout the day I need to remember the greatest, the creator, and I need to remember myself. We're together. As I go out for my walks, I just bring this and I remind myself of only two letters, A and B, together. Alpha and Beta, Alif and Bay. And this can be done while moving around, while walking, while eating. See if you can hold this awareness and remind myself. Now come back in this present moment. Come back to the here and now. Om Shanti. This word also will help you to remind yourself about your true nature, which is peace. I am a soul and I am peaceful. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Arif. I will definitely use this method.